Forget it, Calamity. You'll never find the Takeuchi diamonds. I'll die first.
Well, yes, that goes without saying, but you telling me now would save us a lot of time, and you a lot of teeth.
Do your worst.
You heard him, Henry. Your very worst.
Now remember, the safe word is owie.
Okay, who turned the lights on? You're really fucking up this whole sinister ambiance thing I'm trying.
Whoopsie, don't mind me. Thought this was the laundry room. Missed the skipped a number. 1, 2, 1, 3.
No. You found it. The interrogation / torture room is having its spring power washing.
It's real foul in there.
Now, if you wouldn't mind, I am just a little...
Oh, is that blood? Gonna have a tough one getting that out.
Oh, don't get me started. The tag says dry clean only, but do you have any idea how expensive that gets for a tweed vest in this line of work?
Just soak it in cold water and vinegar. I'm not footing a dry cleaning bill.
You'll think that kind of thing would be in your contract.
Yeah, you'd think so, huh?
We're not doing this right now.
Oh, whatever, but I am keeping all my receipts in a box. Just so you know, you fucking cheapskate.
It's like, if I start covering all costume cleanings, soon they're demanding a helipad on the terrace and paid overtime. Where does it end?
You have to set boundaries for your underlings.
Exactly, you get it. Now, where was I? Right. Henry, start with the molars. Dorian, what's on the docket today?
There was that summit of world leaders you were supposed to hold hostage.
Ah, yes. Until they agree to amending October 10th to Byron Calamity Day, an internationally recognized 24 hours of giving me free shit.
But your 11 a.m. Extraction ran long.
Ah, damn it. Should have known he'd be a screamer. You can always tell. God, you Henry. Henry? Henry!
Sorry, still had my earplugs in. Guy had screamer written all over him.
Right? Where were my earplugs?
Oh, and you're expecting a shipment of hazardous materials sometime after 2.
Bah, sometime after 2. You could fit a city through that window. Perhaps I'll suspend the delivery guy above a tank of sharks sometime after 2. I have things to do.
What things?
Things! Important things! It's beside the point.
That kid has zero control over delivery estimates.
You don't know that. You don't know what the youth are up to with those 5Gs.
Dorian's right. Go for the Postmaster General.
I do like the sound of taking out a general. Fine. Pencil me in for destroying the Federal Postal Service!
Think waning public faith has you beat there, sir, but alright!
Then you're free until 7 when you have dinner with your ex-wife at Paolo's.
Sorry.
The woman who is still legally your wife, but filing paperwork so she won't have to be anymore.
Yes, well, accuracy should always take precedence over brevity.
Right, yeah.
And I just can't see what made her want to leave.
Delivery for Mr. Byron Calamity?
Yes, I'll take that, lad. And as for my tip...
I don't really do tips anymore.
Today, you may live.
Thank you.
At long last. With these hazardous materials in hand, I shall...
Eliminate your arch nemesis?
Threaten the meter maid again?
I'm letting my seeming disinterest wreak its own havoc on Janine's psyche. No, finish decorating my quarters. This glow-in-the-dark glass is illegal in the US for what it does to bones, but just look at this lamp! Bitchin', right?
It's radioactive.
Highly. Lot of immigrant children died making this.
But it's, like, safe to handle, right?
If you have protective gloves like these, sure. Probably should have told you to say your goodbyes to the delivery boy.
Aww, I starting to like this one.
More than the last one.
Right? He kicked me in the shin once after calling me some unsavory words.
What a little ruffian.
Yeah. Lovely funeral, though.
The service was touching.
But the reception was catered. Who does that?